The dining room of apartment 3F can hold a surprising number of people, around 40 if you include the performers. Metal folding chairs are arranged in neat rows, six across, and also line the hallway back to the foyer. An upright piano stands against the back wall. Photos of jazz musicians, newspaper clippings, and colorful holiday cards are carefully taped on the wall above it.
Welcome, everyone. On behalf of the workshop,
the building has a storied past. Known as the Triple Nickel, 555 Edgecombe Avenue in Harlem was once the prestigious address of Thurgood Marshall, boxer Joe Louis, and bandleader Count Basie, among others. Today it's the home of Marjorie Elliott and Parlor Entertainment, her Sunday afternoon jazz series. Last Saturday night, she hosted the Martha J. Thomas Writers Workshop in a reading of four short plays. The program was titled Barackology.
I showed no interest in this, and I thought the time can be better spent than talking about who's running for office and what the outcome of that will be. But I got very excited about the content of the stories, the human side of the stories. And that's really what I'm interested in. I'm not excited about the inauguration.
Not excited about the inauguration? Seems like an odd sentiment, especially in Harlem. But Elliott and the playwrights of Barackology have their own distinct views on the promise of this new American president and the ceremony with which he takes office.
Hope is a wonderful thing to have, and after Bush, you can't help but just have some hope that things will get better. But the bottom line to me is that you're talking politics.
Fernando Mignon is one of the founders of the Writers' Workshop and works for the city doing gang intervention.
The president is a politician. The fact that this man happens to have black skin, I think it says something about where this country has gone, but it should not fool us into thinking that all of a sudden this is going to be everything great and nice and equal. Having a black president is good. It's nice. But it's not everything. There's a lot more work to be done.
The Negro or the Whitey by Arthur.
And that view was reflected in the plays that were presented on Saturday evening. Arthur French III contributed the satire, The Negro or the Whitey. The character Martin Thomas gets fed up with all the Election Day hype.
Yes, I voted. Jesus Christ, another picture of someone pulling a lever down? How did Jerry manage to squeeze seven kids into that booth?
Peeved by all the sudden political awareness, Martin thinks it's being driven superficially, unlike the character Sammy.
I waited 2 hours on that long line at Cabrini AMN Church. Waited a little longer because a 95-year-old woman came through with a walker and she cut the line symbolically for all of us and she voted. It was a spiritual awakening.
Oh, is this the same 95-year-old woman who's lived a lifetime but never bothered to exercise her right to vote until today? Was this the same woman who was interviewed at CNN who said, "I didn't think my vote counted until now"? Did you bypass the whole civil rights movement because you didn't feel important?
Like the characters presented in these plays, Marjorie Elliott acknowledges the incredible excitement around Obama. At the same time, she's skeptical of newfound pride. She'd feel more comfortable seeing an inauguration with less pomp and circumstance.
Wouldn't it be awesome if somebody said, you know, we're just going to have chicken, rice and gravy, and simplicity, and these millions of dollars are not going to be spent in this way. Because there are so many people hurting.
Yesterday, she celebrated Martin Luther King Day, playing piano at a nursing home in the city. Today will be a special day for her, but not because of the inauguration. She'll be in White Plains performing for patients at a local hospital, putting in another day of service. For WNYC, I'm Lara Pellegrinelli.